advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with retard.
You say funny things.
I have this weird thing where, like, if I stay up late or I can't sleep, I wake up, like, early and I feel fine until about right now. And then I feel like Dave after 8 o'clock at night.
Just all drag ass.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
I do that at 4 o'clock or something. Like,
mine's like noon. And then, like, end of the day, like, if I can make it from noon to 4, then I'm good. But it's, like, from noon to 4 is rough.
Zombie day.
Yeah, there's a period where I want like a 15-minute nap. I think I'm going to just die. And it's at an inconvenient time in my life. And when I make it past that, then I'm up till 1 in the morning and fucking sucks.
And right. The cycle starts all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nightmare starts all over.
Yeah, because I don't sleep. Like, I literally can hear everything while I sleep.
That's like some ninja bullshit.
Not a joke. Like, I sleep so light. Everybody dreams. I would dream if I got that deep of sleep. Right. I don't. I took a, what's it called?
Melatonin.
Melatonin. Yeah, I took that the other night and I dreamt all night long, but I still woke up like through the night. But then as soon as I fell back to sleep, I was dreaming again. So it was really weird.
Every night.
Mm-mm.
You should. It's not bad for you.
I didn't feel any better in the morning.
How many milligrams did you take?
10.
Oh, that's a whole lot. That fucked me up. Like, that shit, like, the next day I'll feel groggy if I took 10. Yeah,
I did feel groggy. I felt horrible.
Yeah, melatonin is naturally produced by your brain to make you sleepy. That's what's cool, though, is it just makes it feel like bedtime. Like, it just makes it easy to fall asleep. But the weird thing is, like, the way that melatonin production stops is when sunlight hits your eye. It's like some natural, weird primal thing. When sunlight enters your eye, it tells your brain to stop producing melatonin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My is a whole sound thing too. And even though you busted my balls a long time ago for using that app,
the nature
to sleep,
app thing,
like it's because there's a constant stream of noise.
Well, it was called My Baby Can Dream. And that's
that was a nightlight pillow.
Whatever works. We're not judging. This podcast has made me really open minded.
No, for me, because that's why. Like, I hear everything, and everything wakes me up, and it's usually light does a little bit, but noise always gets me. So I either have to have like a loud white noise generator in my room, a loud fan, an air filter, or whatever. But that app,
the diesel motor,
something like that.
Whatever.
Like, when I'm tired, the screams of the people in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, as long as it's consistent. Yeah, consistent pitch.
Yeah, it can't be regular.
No, it's not like if they stop every 15 minutes or something.
I could sleep at the Walmart register, like, during busy hours if I was tired. Like, it doesn't. Once I'm out, I'm out. I'm fucking good.
I was going to say that I think there might be a busy store sound in that app. I'm not joking either. Yeah, there's freeways, boats.
It makes sense. It's
trains,
My Baby Can Sleep. It's like, so you can take your baby shopping.
Well, that's why people watch TV and go to sleep.
Yep.
And then if TV goes off, they wake up.
Yeah.
That has become a problem for me, though. Like falling asleep, the TV thing, it makes you stay up. Mm-hmm. You got to just set the smartphone down, turn fucking Netflix off, and let the lights go out and go to sleep.
Some people need it. White noise.
Or a fan or something.
Like, it's always nice to listen to golf while you're trying to take a nap.
It is?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've never tried. Well, I don't know.
Gentle,
I've never tried that.
Gentle applauds, the whack of the ball. Yeah.
Applauds, the whack of the ball. Whack. Nothing? No?
He squares up to the tee.
Do they announce it like that?
Yeah, it's kind of quiet because they're right there. Like, they have mics. They have mics.
I think of Happy Gilmore.
They have mics. Yeah, they have mics from where the club hits the ball.
What time do you take a nap? I'm just gonna open your window and go, jackass.
That might get you killed.
You weren't sleeping anyway.
Shooter, are you gonna take me to Red Lobster?
I fucking love that movie.
Just start throwing golf balls at him and he's asleep.
You guys have any crazy Yucateco stories?
No,
I don't. This
I slipped up. My fucking keychain was empty last night. I had family event, and we were eating dinner, and he's like, I heard you always have hot sauce in your pocket. And I was like, yeah, right here. And I pulled it out. I mean, there was probably a drop. Don't get me wrong. I had the El Yucateco in the car. I went out to the car, got more bottles. But I didn't have Triple X. And I was like, fuck, I don't have Triple X. It's like the one I care about showing you. So I pulled out like a red, a green, the Caribbean, and a black label, which I'm going to say Caribbean Yucateco on fucking Hawaiian pizza is an explosion of deliciousness. Yeah,
somebody said
mouth.
It had like a barbecue. It smelled like barbecue.
And then I did the black. I don't eat the black very much, but it's growing on me because it started to like relate to whiskey with me for some reason. I put that on pizza, the black sauce, and it's fucking good, dude. Mix it with ranch. But I was really disappointed. I was like, I could shake a drop out of this fucking Triple X, but it's starting to look a little pocket crazy too. I don't think people trust my pocket sauce anymore. That little pocket koozie is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of tore up. Yeah. You need a. If you pulled that out, put this on your food. I'd be like,
your pocket sauce. Your pocket sauce and every other guy's pocket sauce are two totally different things.
the lids all kind of like all the ridges on the lid are filled in with nastiness.
Yeah, if you're not related to me, you're not eating that shit.
No, not at all. It's looking kind of.
I need El Yucateco. I need a new mini koozie.
You need a new setup. Yeah,
please. I think I have one.
Do you?
Yeah,
it's all clean and fresh, man.
Yeah, I have a fresh one.
You need a new bottle too. While you're at it,
I have a bottle.
I think just the lid needs to.
I got the black.
Look.
You just need to wash
the label's good. I just need to wash this little white lid.
It's looking kind of ate up.
How much shit goes on in my pocket, man? There's all kinds of stuff on there, man.
I don't even know.
It's on the keys.
Keys? Lots of keys.
I think like a fucking janitor.
Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up. The shop hasn't been doing good. I'm working nights.
God. So I've, since this is like the week of September 11th. So there's always like tons of like September 11th stuff on.
Mm-hmm. I just seen one. I was wondering why it was on there. I didn't even think of that. But
yeah,
it said all 9/11 stuff is $9.11 off this year.
That's not true. All the cars are like fucking priced that way.
Because I always watch it. Like there's one that I always watch every year that is a. It's like a live time for 2 hours surrounding, like from right before the first plane hits until the second tower falls. And it's like spliced from like cameras all over the city and different people that are doing stuff. Are you not happy with your alcoholic
beverage?
I thought
I invented something. Okay. I thought
you don't make 7-Up with whiskey.
It's Sprite. I thought maybe. I should have went with Coke, but I got Jeremiah Weed out, which we never drink because it tastes like...
root beer?
It tastes like root beer or something.
You don't mix that.
But I thought, like suicide, you know, like I was like, I'm going to put Sprite and mix it with this root beer whiskey.
No, you would take root beer and mix it with the root beer
that
whiskey.
That would make sense.
I don't have root beer, though.
Or pour that on fucking vanilla ice cream.
I think what happened is there's red wine in here. There's cask aisle, like super smoky whiskey residue, and then Sprite and Jeremiah Weed. I needed a new glass.
Yeah. Well, people drink sevens. I mean, that's they'll mix they'll mix that with
whiskey.
Yeah, but
Seagram Seven's different though. Like, that's a different flavor.
That Jeremiah Weed needs to be neat by its fucking self.
You could take some A&W and put a shot in that, and that's
that would be
good.
Fine. That would be fine.
Yeah, that's
or you could really balls up and you could buy that like alcoholic root beer and then pour that in it.
Root beer.
That is alcoholic root beer.
Yeah,
root beer. No, I get you. Daddy's root beer. I know whatever that one is. If it wasn't fucking $14 a six pack.
Yeah, that's just
I can't
ridiculous.
Buy that shit. It's ridiculous. Mm, yeah.
But anyway, I normally watch this 9/11 video, but I saw one that I've never seen before. And it was like this 2 hour special that was about like this photographer who was like on the ground, who was happening to film a documentary about a fire department.
Right.
Have you guys seen this one?
Yeah, I think that's some of the main footage, right?
He and his brother were like filming the day it happened. They happened to be filming a documentary about fire departments.
Mm-hmm. Funded by the CIA. Man.
That's right. But he's in Tower One when Tower Two falls.
Right.
Like he's in the lobby of Tower One.
Why are you still there?
It's fucking crazy. Because they had no idea. The people in there.
They told them to go back in.
They were on the ground floor. And the ground floor, like everybody who evacuates doesn't even go to the ground floor. They had to go to this mezzanine and go
out
of
jumping out windows.
No, but the thing is, the firemen couldn't leave. Neither could the reporter because bodies kept hitting the ground. Like bodies and debris.
You didn't know if you were going to get landed on.
And I have to, like, I've seen a lot of disturbing 9/11 stuff, but there was a couple couple of minute clip of him in that lobby, and there was like and you kept hearing this very distinct sound of when the bodies were hitting, and it was fucking disturbing. It was loud.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
It was awful. So I spent the whole night last night watching horrible 9/11 videos.
Why? You just fell into the rabbit hole?
I always do. Like every year at this time, I start to see all of them, and I do. I'm just so fucking fascinated with watching it.
It's depressing.
It is depressing. I couldn't turn it off.
I start watching guitar pedals again for some reason. Like, I've been playing acoustic guitar for about like fucking a 2 year stint now, where I don't touch my electric, and then all of a sudden I got into like pedals, and I'm just fucking watching these guys review pedals, and I was like, I've been watching.
How fucking boring is that?
You think so?
Well, I don't know. It's funny the shit we get into. Like fucking Dave's watching fucking 9/11 videos, Brent's watching pedals, and I started watching anime.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Weird. You were pulling some James on me on that shit. I was like bearing through fucking watching a video of anime that I wasn't really into.
Well, it's because it had blood in it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything with blood.
Anime is weird, though. It's like a still shot of someone's face, and then, like, they're, like you said, their eyes shake. Nothing's actually moving.
Yeah.
A fucking weird tear moves down their eye.
Yes.
And lines wiggle behind them to simulate moving. Yeah. And I'm like, that looks really weird. I get the stylistic thing of anime, but it's just, I think of Voltron. That's all I can think about. I think about Voltron, and then all of a sudden they're chopping someone's head off, and she's like, "Nah, I don't like gore. It's not my thing."
Yeah, you don't.
Why Al Gore? I fucking hate that guy.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, just because his name.
Him and his Voltron.
Yeah.
And anyway, Gore, the band.
If you're in the 9/11, go back and listen to our 9/11 episodes. We have two of them, and we talk about all the madness.
Speaking of 9/11, that's how many minutes and seconds we burned. We need to start talking about our topic. Probably.
That's right. So our topic today,
I don't give a shit,
is Christopher motherfucking Columbus.
It's the same middle name as me.
He does have
Cristobal Colon.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And, you know, we say this all the time when we do this show, and we just said it on the show that dropped on Tuesday on the previous episode, that, like, when we do research, we're kind of surprised by things.
I'm not on this one. He's a piece of shit.
Like,
you should have known that, Dave.
I didn't know the depth of the shittiness.
Brad had a chip on his shoulder, like, guy. The size of Abraham Lincoln, because you know how he hates fucking Abraham Lincoln? Like, it was number two. Like, that's his number two.
This guy started the fucking transatlantic slave trade.
Oh, he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking I rapist, knew, like, murderer, I was like, fucking, okay, yeah, he did some fucked up shit.
They were
shit,
calling him the original ISIS, like, fucking.
Yeah, no, he was fucking a ridiculous. Fucking piece of shit.
I'm going to go back to 1985 and just save all the kids in my class who learned all the wrong stuff about pilgrims and about everything.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
Yeah.
We have these, like, fairy tale things. Like,
yeah.
It makes you wonder what's fucking real.
Right.
Because
and it's like, to a certain extent, I can understand that, you know, if you're a child, when you're explaining certain things, you might not want to take a 2-year-old and talk about genocide and fucking, you know, raping of peasants. And, you know, I mean, there might be certain things you want to cut back on, but you don't need to act like this guy's a fucking hero.
Or maybe don't insist on teaching them that shit in the third grade.
How about we learn about it in high school?
Yeah, how about you learn about the proper writing skills and mathematics and some science and stuff.
Well, I mean, you got to learn history and all that stuff. But then for that matter, like when it comes to American history.
The reason that they teach it to you so young is because it's drilled into your brain and it's brainwashing you.
Yeah, they're like, hey,
that's what you believe.
We didn't just fucking rape, pillage, and steal this country. Like they're trying to get it in your head early.
And it's not
really what's happening, probably.
It's fucking Spanish. Like, and the thing is, like you talk about the white man coming over. It wasn't necessarily just the white man. There was tons of different races and people coming over here fucking up the Indians. You know what I mean? Going and fucking up
the most
Spain, going and fucking up Mexico. Like, and you're mad at fucking some European guy, like you need to be specific at who you're mad at. It's because people don't know history, and that's a problem.
Genocide aside, the cool things that
genocide
I found.
Genocide aside, genitals aside.
Can I get a side of genocide, please? Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And some ranch. The thing that I found most interesting, like that we didn't have horses. Weird little things like that. I'm like, what the fuck? We didn't have horses until the Spanish brought them.
Right.
And like you picture an Indian, you're like, oh, Indians. Oh wait, they're not Indians. They were just called that because he was trying to pretend that it was
India.
Because
he was a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he thought he was in India. Yeah. It's not even India. Indians. They're just Native Americans. We didn't have horses. They didn't have corn. Italy didn't have fucking tomatoes. Yeah. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Cats like, and dogs living together. Anarchy. Hysteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. How were they surviving? They didn't have tomatoes for pizza sauce.
I don't know.
What the fucking fuck were they crazy. Eating?
Yeah. Everything was Alfredo.
Pre-Alfredo. That's an era. Yeah. Pre-tomato. Alfredo times.
Yeah. Times in Italy. Yeah, times were rough.
It's the Alfredo time.
Oh man, that's
think about the ruckus that incurred when they had red sauce.
Oh yeah, it was just riots in the street.
Got a chance to use the word ruckus.
Don't get to use it often.
No,
you got to get it out there.
We should make a sticker that's just a timeline sticker, and it just has all that on there.
If we made everything we've talked about making, it'd be just fucking ridiculous.
We have addition stickers, so like you make a timeline and what currently exists now, and as they become available, we reissue new stickers that can be added to the timeline.
To the new timeline.
Like a little picture of Columbus, and it's like pre-fucking tomato, Alfredo times.
This was during Castle Times.
Yeah, Alfredo Times was during Castle
Honestly,
Times.
Honestly, we're doing society a favor. It's hard to grasp like historically like the way things happen, and if you equate it to more simple terms like
we're
Castle Times.
It. We're breaking it down.
Cowboy
big,
Times.
Big Lizards.
Yep.
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That's definitely an era.
Yep.
If you get down to the nitty gritty, like 10-year gap.
Yeah,
Once you get out of, you get to decades, you have to start doing like Back to the Future times.
Right.
Britney Spears times.
Crazy Britney Spears times.
Crazy Britney Spears times. It gets even smaller. Right. Half of a decade.
And then
shaved
you get
head Britney. Yeah. No panties Britney.
Christina Aguilera times. Yeah. Like that's just like call that genie in a bottle.
That's right.
Genie in a bottle times.
Yeah. Like, you might get that confused with before Castle Times, though.
Yeah, that's true. You might confuse that with Flying Carpet Times.
Yeah, Flying Carpet Times,
Or Bewitched Times in the 60s.
That's true. So
could get nitty-gritty.
There's studying needs to happen. So Columbus was born
I just said things could get nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
That did not make any sense at all. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
They're not nitty-gritty.
It's because you need a nap.
Yeah.
So Columbus was born in Italy, which is one of the reasons that he's celebrated in America, as we'll get to that eventually.
If you don't know what that means, his dad impregnated his mom with Alfredo sauce.
Yes. with his own special Alfredo sauce. Homemade.
Yeah. That was his pocket sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And from the stuff I had read, you know, which kind of defies all the other stuff I read, I kept reading a bunch of like historians that were saying that a young Columbus was considered to be one of the best compass navigators in the entire world.
Yep.
Like
that shows you what you're believing in.
If he just had a compass and the stars, they said that like of all the fleets, he was one of the most skilled navigators. But that was if you know actually where you are and where you're going and you have that.
And it's based off of current knowledge. Like there was some stuff about, I can't remember who the guy was, that he calculated the circumference of the earth, but it was in like an Arabic measurement. And there was a loss in translation to whatever measurement they were using, you could be off by a ton. Like how gangster just get in a boat, throw some food in and fucking just grab your compass. Look at a star and based off the current cartography, like, and what you think longitude and latitude is.
That's
based
what the
off
Vikings did. There were tons of people who did that back in the day.
Right. Like,
yeah. Is that crystal from Vikings? That whole fucking cloud cover, crystal light fucking floating. That shit is so crazy, dude. I get lost in the doctor's office. I cannot imagine manning a fucking boat and just taking off. And then when you land, what's the confirmation of where you're at? Like you land on a fucking beach. You could do that right now and land on a beach that doesn't have any fucking apartments on it or something.
Right. You're like, I have no fucking idea.
Not quite
where
sure
I am.
Where I'm at.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Let alone there not being a civilization like, oh, hey, that guy's shooting arrows at me.
Right.
Let's call this Bay of Arrows. Right. Move on. Yeah. And then when you look at the overview.
Why are there giant
map,
cats here? Yeah. This doesn't make any
like,
sense.
Like the cartographer is like, how did they draw that shoreline? Like how is he doing that? To what scale?
Right.
Like it's so impressive. That's what blew my mind.
Yeah.
Genocide aside.
But the other thing is, though, so the whole thing, and like, you know, I did read at one point when he was an early on as a captain in one of the first time he sailed a ship into the Atlantic, and this had nothing to do with trying to find the New World or any of that. He was just off the coast of Portugal and they got attacked by pirates and he ended up having to swim to shore to survive. And so, I mean, this is definitely in pirate times. But as he was growing up, I had
write this shit down. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He read stuff like Marco Polo, all these different natural history books, all these things that we're talking about, what at the time they called the Indies, which was China and Japan and India. At the time they referred to that whole area as the Indies, right? And now we refer usually to the Caribbean as the Indies because Columbus was a fucking idiot. And the reason he's a fucking idiot is
genitals aside, as
I'm looking into it, it's like, so he's going around, like he's already famous because he's good at navigating, but he keeps going to kingdoms, right? He goes to Italy, he goes to Genoa, Portugal, Venice, all these different places. And he's like, hey, I've got an idea. There's a way, because there's currently wars with the Muslims. So it's hard to get through certain, you know, shipping routes without getting attacked. He's like, I think I can find another way to get to the Indies by sailing in the other direction. And he says
he thinks he can go around the world.
He thinks he can go around. And he gives them their calculations, like, this is how big the world is. This is how long it's going to take me.
Yeah.
And everybody is like, nope, that's not right.
Yeah. Who the fuck do you think you are, Jackie Chan?
What?
Huh? Around the world in 80 days? You never seen Jackie Chan movie?
No.
Your references are one in a fucking million that shit. Yeah.
So apparently his estimates of the size of the earth were 63% its actual size.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
it was
okay.
Lost in translation from the
right. It was lost because because that's the thing. Second century Greece, some people calculated, and this was the standard that navigators were using. They calculated that the earth's circumference was 2,500 miles in second century Greece. It is actually
25,000.
Yeah. It's actually 2,491 or 2,491. So, I mean, it's like the thing that was calculated in Greece was remarkably similar to what it actually is. 24,910.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're off by 20,000.
I'm not sailing a ship to the Indies, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's why you're not.
The estimates at the time were remarkably accurate to what it actually is.
Do you know how they did that?
No.
Fucking sticks and shadows. Like, they fucking calculated that.
It's all sticks and shadows.
By sticks and shadows and some geometry. Like, how? I don't fucking understand.
Right.
Because they were able to figure out in two separate locations the degree or the distance between lines of longitude or latitude. And then they were like, well, this mini would add up at that curvature using geometry to make a sphere. That's what it is, like, by the multiple. And they're fucking right. They did it with sticks and shadows.
Like, remarkably right.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's fucking so amazing. Yeah.
So, but again, so it's like, he's going from kingdom to kingdom, talking to the kings. Hey, give me money and I'll take this fleet and I'll sail over there. The kings immediately look at the people who know how to sail and they're like, what's this guy talking about? And they're like, he's a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes,
he can go
look
west
how small his head is. I mean, have you seen the painting? Look how small his head is.
He's got Arsenio fingers.
Nose. Yeah. He looks like fucking Mario without a mustache.
Yeah.
But it's so he just goes kingdom to kingdom and everybody is like, nope, that's not how it works, Chris.
Mario without a mustache.
Sorry, chief, not going to work.
Let's just call him Chris.
Okay. Yeah. So Chris finally settles on Spain and he goes to the king and queen of Spain, Isabella and Ferdinand, and he says, hey, I've got this way to get over there. Again, they look at their royal navigators. They're like, what's this guy talking about? And they're like, nope, this guy's full of shit. And they're like, nope, you're full of shit. But they keep, for some reason, they keep him on retainer.
There were, and his whole theory was based off of like biblical text. Like, he was well studied, even though he wasn't a scholar. He did a lot of reading. There was something that was said in a portion of the Bible that had to do with land masses versus water, mm-hmm. that he was saying, like, no, the Bible says, like, that the 6-to-1 ratio of land to water or something states that there should be, based off what we know, more land this way. But he thought it was the backside of Asia. He just didn't think there was a land mass in between. He thought he was going to come back around.
Right. But so everywhere he goes, right? Every single expert is just telling him he's fucking wrong,
right?
Because he fucking is. And even the king and queen who finally signed off on him, he went to them in 1486. And for some reason, he obviously was charismatic enough or knew enough about sailing or something that they kept him on retainer.
It had something to do with like strategical advantage moving forward because of some war that had just finished. They needed to have some type of advantage. And they were like, well, it's a fucking long shot. But you know what? If he's right, the chance that he's right, based on how much it's going to cost to send him there.
Right.
If he's fucking right, it's worth it because we don't have to take the Silk Road through all this fucking landmass and pay tariff and taxes
right.
to all the middlemen on the way to fucking get these spices.
And they were currently in a war.
Right.
And when the war ended in 1492, they finally said, okay, we'll fund your little trip. But again, even for most of the stuff that I read, it was more of the fact that Queen Isabella was like, look, we throw this much money at this fool. He's either going to sail off there and die.
Right.
He's not even Spanish, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, what it was he was annoying. They're like, let's just get rid of this motherfucker.
Oh my God, fine.
Right. Jesus Christ, little head.
Again, like, so we throw this much money into it, give him some ships that we're not using anymore because we're not currently at war. If he finds some shit and comes back, eureka. Yeah. If not, we didn't fucking lose anything.
He packed
it. All we lost was Beetlejuice when he fucking...
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, happening? Little head. Little tiny head.
That wasn't even Beetlejuice. That's just the guy waiting in the lobby.
Yeah.
It was like number 48 while they were number 99999 or something. Yeah.
But eventually Beetlejuice has a small head, doesn't he?
Oh, he did. Beetlejuice did get a small head. I apologize. I retract that statement.
Yep. Cocksucker.
He's not known for a small head, though.
Well, you watch fucking Beetlejuice then.
Yeah. I retracted it. I apologize.
Green jacket, gold jacket.
Oh, somebody called us on that. Like, a couple people got
that.
Well,
they should know it. If you don't know it, fucking kill yourself.
If you don't know, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Right. So he ends up getting the nod from the king and queen. And I didn't know this. They wrote something called the Capitulations of Santa Fe, which was the agreement that they made with Columbus, which said that if he found any lands once he was out there, he would be named the Admiral, Viceroy, and Governor of all the lands he discovered. And it stated that he could keep 10% of any merchandise, whether pearls, precious metals, gold, silver, spices, and other objects that they acquired within the new territory. So this motherfucker, if he finds something, is fixing to get rich as hell.
We got to give him incentive or else he just sets up shop. That
right.
He's going to fucking build a lot.
So you're going to be the admiral.
Who's going to come get him? They just think he's dead.
Right. Yeah. You're going to be the admiral, the viceroy, the fucking, like all this shit.
Take the boats apart and just build a cabin.
And just chill. Shop. Just kick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a hot Native American wife.
3 million slaves.
Be nice to everybody.
That's right. So they give him the three ships, as everyone learns in school, and he goes sailing. I thought it was a longer trip than
a year supply of food. 5.5 weeks of sailing.
Yeah. 36 days.
They did their marathon.
Well, that's good, though.
Like, yeah.
But if they stay ashore, you don't know what's there.
True.
You know what I mean?
Bring it with you. You show them you need coconuts. You got diarrhea week two.
Yeah, you need five. Well, you need 5 weeks of food to get there, 5 weeks back.
That's a year supply.
2.5 months.
Yeah, what type of food preservation did they have? They had salted meats, like jerky? It was like fucking fish jerky or something gross?
Probably a lot of jerky. I would guess a lot of pickled stuff, a lot of salted stuff,
hardtack
bread.
You could pickle any vegetable, I guess. Yeah. But does it retain like its value, like nutritional value?
Pickles. What do pickles have?
They retain the same nutritional values pickled items do for 2.5 years before they start losing nutritional value.
I knew Dave would know that. But no vitamin C in vegetables, right? You have to have citrus for that.
Yeah, but they have jelly and stuff. They probably have fruits.
Yeah, they probably would have
blackberries.
I think it looks citrus jam, orange marmalade,
watermelon berries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limeys.
Watermelon berries? What did you say?
Yeah.
The fuck is a watermelon berry?
It's a fruit.
Okay.
Racist somehow. Somehow there's racism.
Yeah,
in
there is. So he ends up going over there, and obviously he's got massive incentive now because 10% of anything that comes back, I get to keep. That's fucking huge.
I heard a silk coat was on the line too. It's a big deal back then.
Silk coat.
They promised like the first man to spot land on the boat's got a silk coat.
Ooh, yeah, like, ooh. Aren't you dapper?
That's like a Chromecast. Yeah, you get a Chromecast now.
A silk coat.
Was it green?
who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit what color? It's a silk coat.
I'm just picturing.
That's how you know times are hard. These, like,
I'm just picturing these swarthy.
Silk's expensive, though.
These swarthy pirates. Yeah. Arr, I'll be the first one to get the silk jacket.
My dead body, if you will. I'll trade you 2 orange marmalades so you don't get the scurvy for that silk jacket.
Jacket twill make the highlights in me eyes come out.
First person to get the jacket, I'm stabbing him with my peg leg.
He must have had green eyes then because it was a green jacket. Yeah, it's bringing out the
I'll put my wooden leg up your ass before you get the jacket, Billy.
Arr, don't make promises you don't intend to keep.
There is really like probably morale on that ship. They were fucking arguing
about who gets the silk.
It's like if you worked at Best Buy and they're like, someone's winning a 32-inch TV next
week. And then you have the one guy, I don't give a shit about the silk jacket. I'm masturbating in it and you can have it.
Yeah, there was
that
a
shit's soft on my penis.
Yeah.
Just going to stroke the head gently.
Just put his balls on it immediately. No one wanted the jacket.
Yeah. Who wants? I mean, who's going to want the jacket after my Alfredo sauce is on it?
There's always a Brad in the group. Poor Dave trying to be serious.
You think the silk jacket was on the ship?
Oh, no way.
Like, did they already have it there?
There was no silk jacket.
Columbus was, like, walking around.
Each captain of the ship was promising that the silk jacket was on the other ship, and then there was no... That's on the other ship, but when we get there,
we are going to get it. Yeah. And then Columbus gets 10% of the silk jacket.
Yes. I ship my silk jacket.
So they end up getting to the Bahamas, and that's the first place they stop. And they run into a lovely people, the Taino people, T-A-I-N-O. There's the Taino, the Arawak, and the Lucians are the people who live in this area, but most of them are considered Taino, I guess.
They had nice bodies, he said.
He did. He said, and this is a quote from his diaries after he landed, quote, "They will give all they do possess for anything that is given to them, exchanging things even for bits of broken crockery. They were very well built, with very handsome bodies and very good faces. They do not carry arms or know them," so they have no weapons, they don't know about
Christopher
weapons.
Columbus is gay right there.
"They offered to share with anyone, and when you ask for something, they never say no. They should be good servants."
Yeah, what a fucker. utopian fucking like society.
This beautiful people. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, but he said nothing about weapons, the women. They have strong bodies and masculine faces. That's beautiful. True.
I think you twisted that a little bit. That didn't come out.
That's what he said.
Masculine faces?
Very well built with handsome bodies good faces.
Handsome is not... a term that denotes either sexuality. It can be used with women.
It's usually used for men, but I don't know if it wasn't.
If you call your woman handsome, something's wrong.
I don't know.
Your jawline.
We would have to look up the history of the word handsome to see what it meant during Alfredo times.
I do it because it's hard for a chick to get mad at you if you say that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're handsome. You know, like if you say they're good looking, they might go, oh, fucking creepy.
If you say they're handsome, they get kind of confused.
Yeah, they're like, I think that's a compliment. I'm not offended right now. Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
If this was Alfredo times, I'd be very happy about that statement. Yeah. Since it's tomato times, you might be saying I look mannish.
If anyone is a historian, get to work on this timeline. We need you to substitute our terminology.
Yeah, we need to get this timeline together.
Yeah, if anyone out there is a history professor.
We don't have time for this.
So he shows up and, you know, long story short, and I couldn't get numbers that lined up about how many of these people are killed. Like I couldn't quite get numbers. Okay, so he shows up. He sees that they have gold. Like some of them are wearing gold adornments, and he sees like what's growing on the islands that he's never seen before and hasn't been growing anywhere else. So he immediately takes all of the Spanish soldiers and forces them to start working in gold mines and start growing food in plantations.
Gold, they're fucking smelting gold. Like they don't have weapons and they're just running around in their crazy happy society
with a bunch of gold.
With gold. Like they're
wiping their asses with leaves.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Yeah, I didn't.
Well, the numbers of them killed, there were upwards of 3 million of them, they said. And we watched the thing, one fell swoop, they killed 3,000 of them.
Yeah.
In one day.
In one day.
It was
one
so
day.
Brutal that one of the guys quit and became a Catholic priest or something.
To stay there and help them.
Yeah, because he saw Columbus do that shit.
They said in 60 years since their arrival, the 3 million of them were killed. There wasn't one native that could be found
in that area. So a guy named Bartolome de las Casas was one of his sailors.
Oh, Bartholomew?
And when they got there, he said, fuck this, because he was seeing how horribly everyone was treated. He converted to become a priest to try to help him, and he refused to go back to Spain, and he stayed behind to try to help the people. His quote was in his diaries, quote, "There were 60,000 people living on this island alone, including the Indians, so that from 1494 to 1508, over 3 million people have perished from war, slavery, and the gold mines." Yep. Who in all future generations will believe this?
Yep. I didn't understand that quote. There's like 60,000 and 3 million
on the one island.
There's 60,000 on one island.
One island.
Because you're talking about all the Caribbean, but then they're also talking about Venezuela, Central America, South
America.
Aruba,
Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you. All of those places.
Bermuda, Bahama.
Yeah. Come on, pretty mama.
Yeah.
All of these places. Key Largo, Antigua, baby, why don't we go?
Yeah.
All of them, from Kokomo down, been slaughtered.
There's a long path to Kokomo, but we got there. Let's call the guy Bart Simpson.
People who don't know that
seven
song
degrees
really
of, 7 degrees of Kokomo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, and the numbers vary. Some people said by 1500, 85% of the population died.
That's a lot.
Just due to starvation.
Yeah.
Because instead of them doing what they normally did, they were forced to work in gold mines and work tobacco plantations.
And it's debatable, like, how much of that was disease, too, though. There was some indirect, I mean, genocide aside, like, they brought a bunch of crazy
smallpox, yellow fever, all this shit that nobody had, immunity. You know. So, I mean, again, the numbers range. I've even seen some that said that some historians think there were only about 500,000 people in the region. I saw some historians that thought there were more like 8 million people.
Yeah, but you have a guy who has a fucking diary who was there.
Right.
You
and his account, like, his account was 3 million. Yeah. And apparently a lot of historians line up and agree with that 3 million number. And we're talking through this wide area.
Not how accurate a diary is, though. Like, you would self-embellish, like, ego would affect your diary.
Oh, I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would.
It doesn't matter. There's a million there. We're all dead.
Yeah, it's the best you can get, though. It is the only written historical.
I mean, everybody whines and complains about their genocide when everybody's had one.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's had a genocide. Yeah. Stop whining about your own.
Yeah. There's other ones.
And this one is pretty bad, though.
This one's fucking horrible. Yeah. Right. And even, like, stuff I read. So part of what happens is they end up creating one of the Santa Maria wrecks on a reef, and they end up using the crew and this is on the island. This is on what is now Haiti and the Dominican Republic. They called it Hispaniola.
Right.
But it wrecks on a reef. So they end up taking natives and sailors to end up using the wreckage of the Santa Maria to build a colony build some buildings, et cetera, so that there's a base set up so that Columbus can sail back, tell everybody what he found, and then come back and there's already a thing established. So part of what they start to do once Columbus sets up, I started to read some of the things that Columbus had, and his two brothers ended up staying behind, I think, on this trip. I think they stayed behind on the first trip. I'm not seeing.
And there were a family of cartographers too.
Were they?
Yeah. Like when he grew up, we skipped his childhood, but yeah, he grew up in like a cartography workshop.
So wow.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But then it also makes him an even bigger fucking idiot.
That's probably why he had that skill with the compass and whatnot.
So he leaves. He sets up what's going on there. He leaves his brother Bartholomew and Diego there.
Bart Simpson. And go, Diego, go.
Oh, no. Sorry. This is the second trip. At this trip, he just leaves. But in the time that he's there, I think Bart Simpson stays back on the second trip.
Dave didn't acknowledge my use of fucking cartoons, but he went with it.
I think Bart Simpson stays on. I'm sorry. I don't know the exact details, but my, from what I read, I think he stayed relatively short the first trip, built that, the small little colony.
And yeah. He went back because he said, hey, there's these people there. If you give me a small army, I can go and take them over. Like, all I need is 50 dudes.
So the real atrocity starts on the second tour. Right. Yeah. So they leave that town, which is called, Villa de la Navidad, which is Christmas Village, which is built out of the wrecked Santa Maria.
Here's your gift of smallpox.
Yeah, that's right. So he sails back to Spain, straight up lies to the king and queen, says we found so much fucking gold, all these spices, neither of which he found.
Right.
And he's like, so if you give me some money, man, we go back with a second expedition and we are going to come back. And
just banking on they find gold and spices.
Exactly. Right. So they're like, cool, let's fucking pull the trigger
He probably thinks, like, I don't need to come back, really. I mean,
I just don't see those natives having gold, because you find a fucking vein of gold, you have to smash up the ore, smash up the rock, get the gold.
Well, if you found,
it,
I mean, if
it,
you
smelt it,
if you
found, they don't have tools.
Indians have gold.
They're not heating these up rocks. Fucking
you don't need to. If you found flecks of gold or rocks of gold in a stream and you just put it into a necklace, like, I'm not even saying they melted it or shaped it. You would just find this gold.
I was picturing crazy Mayan, like,
well, you could. Yeah, tap, I was just picturing, you could tap gold with a rock though, with some granite or something, and flatten it. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I was picturing it never being melted.
The Egyptians
find a
did it.
Rock. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I don't think they had mines or anything even sophisticated enough to smelt. I don't even know if they had metal. But in 1493, he goes back after lying to the king and queen to get everything there. He discovers that all of the men who stayed back at Navidad had been massacred and the place had been burned down, which is they probably deserved it.
Yeah, karma.
And again, the queen of Spain, the laws in Spain, she like forbids slavery. She doesn't allow slavery in Spain. The letter of the law is that no Christian can be made a slave. But what nice little loophole does that leave, right? I just won't baptize any of these savages and I can make them all slaves,
right?
You know, even though it makes the queen unhappy, like she's not there. What the fuck is she going to do about it? And this is when the real horror show of Columbus shows up, is when he comes back with all these soldiers on this second trip, trying to explore more of the Caribbean islands. And the and again, you're like, I knew some fucked up shit happened. I knew he enslaved them. I knew they all died from disease, but this was a fucking horror show.
I guess some of the, and the other thing, you gotta imagine those dudes are like on a boat for 5 weeks. They're fucking starving. They're eating fucking dry fish, and they show up and there's like hot naked fucking women on the beach. That's what's fucking happening.
With fresh fish and bananas.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not endorsing in any way what happened, but God, you gotta know that they show up and there's those fucking women. I don't know what the view on rape was back then, or, and they were like probably empowered to do so by
rape is okay. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, when you, they knew exactly what they were doing when they rape a woman repeatedly over and over again until she's stops fighting and just submits.
Right.
They know what they're doing. Like,
right.
They turn them into just whatever, you know, like, okay, go ahead. Like, this is what's happening now.
I wonder, like the societal, like, acceptance and mindset of what that was at the time, you know, and plus there, it's like, it was like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, man. There was like, they're over there on a boat. They're out of town.
You got to think too, though, like
different zip code.
When I was watching Vikings, like, and I'm like, oh, the brother, like he rapes this slave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this guy's a bad guy. No, that's just what they do.
Right.
They go to other places and rape the women.
Yeah.
Like, so they're really no different. Like, they might have been a little more civilized, like, in their daily life, but really rape when they're overseas taking over.
The
plan was to conquer, you know, the islands, you know,
right.
they think they're in a place and they're conquering it. Like, you rape their women. Like, that's what they do.
That's what I was wondering. Like, yeah. How was it viewed then versus how it's viewed now?
You know, I would also think that a lot of it was probably they're not Christians. They're savages. They're not even really human. Like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
You know, that was probably part of the mindset. But again, everything that I kept reading indicated that Columbus knew that the queen was going to be very displeased with what was happening here and the way people were being treated, because she wasn't down for this kind of shit, but he was doing it anyway because he's clear on the other side of it. Because
he's going to find out.
And again, even up until this point, he still thinks he's in the Indies.
Right.
He
still
thinks he's made his way to China. He's somewhere like on the verge of that. He has no idea where he actually is.
Right.
And there's no way to confirm it. There's, you know, you're someplace that no one that you know of has ever gone to sail to.
Yeah, these people don't speak your language.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, language barrier.
So some of the stuff that I read about that his people did during the second trip and the third trip, you know, once he established everything and they stayed, after this second trip, all the Spanish soldiers get there, etc. Again, that priest, Bart Simpson, in his diary, he talks about the fact that some of Columbus's soldiers were making bets with gold to see if anyone could cut a native in half with only one swipe of their sword.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, can you do it with one swipe? Like, what the fuck?
I bet you can.
Yeah. Yeah. So gold was on the line. Like you said, that same guy saw the Spanish soldiers kill and rape 3,000 natives in one day. There's a quote from one of Columbus's diaries, and a Castellano is a gold coin. It's a measure of money, but he says, quote, 100 Castellanos are as easily obtained for a woman as for a farm. And it is very general. And there are plenty of dealers who go about looking for girls. Those from 9 to 10 are now in demand.
Yeah, Brad and I were talking about that before we start recording.
So he's straight up dealing in 9 and 10 year old native girls, making money, and he gets 10% of all the fucking money that's being made.
He's a pimp.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
In the fucking slave trade. Like, that is fucking like, oof.
Yeah. Rough. Straight up sex slaves.
Yeah. And the high school kids, they would cut off their hands and then hang them around their neck if they didn't give them what they wanted.
If they didn't get their full gold quota.
So, so they would actually they would cut their hands off and then hang them around their neck.
I mean, you got to give
because
them
they
got to give them a hand. That was probably really effective. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you didn't get enough gold. I'm going to cut your hands off so that the next fucking guy knows he better get enough gold.
Do you not just bleed out when that happens? Maybe they like just burned your fucking
sizzle
nubs.
Them.
Yeah, sizzle them.
What's the difference? Like, you're going to fucking die. Like, you can't feed yourself. You can't do anything. Oh, it's like, yeah. And then there was even a record of, because of the, how bad they were treated in the mines, in one day, 100 of the workers in one mine all killed themselves on the same day so that they couldn't keep to do this.
This is like the Alfredo times Foxconn.
It is.
That have been nets.
It is. Yeah, they've been nets up around the mine so they couldn't jump out.
And then, again, you know, the Catholics couldn't be slaves, but since these guys, and he would specifically not allow anyone to get baptized, because if any of the natives got baptized, he couldn't use them as a slave. Right. So he just, like, didn't let that happen.
Yeah, we did the Church of Satan episode. This is just making that all the more true.
Exactly.
You know, like the religion of slaves.
Yeah, we spent the past while studying both the Church of Satan, which was Tuesday's episode, and Christopher Columbus, the national hero. I didn't expect to root for the Satanist and think the hero was a piece of shit. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to our history.
Yeah, welcome to history. I also read one report that if people resisted slavery and refused to do it, he would have a nose. He would have their nose or an ear cut off.
Cut them off. Yeah.
He would burn people alive. He brought attack dogs, and these are the first times that there were big attack dogs.
Yeah, and these dogs are not like fucking your lab in your backyard or pit bull. Like, these dogs are fucking mean
war dogs,
and they're not domesticated. Like, this is fucking before 1500.
And they killed the babies specifically for dogs.
For dog food. Yeah.
That's worse than Brad.
Yeah. It is.
Some Brad shit.
Well, that's harming them.
Let's be honest.
Right. This
wasn't for good.
If Brad was on that Columbus boat, though, he'd be fucking shit up. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not down with some of that stuff, but yeah, you don't know your.
You're raised different. Like, our whole ideology is completely different. Yeah. If you were placed into another century, who knows
what. Well, just make me Catholic right now and I'll be fucking evil.
Well, but another thing is, though, you get this. There's a whole thing about being a sailor. It's like, you're on a fucking ship.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do what the captain says or it's fucking mutiny.
Yeah.
They can fucking kill you. Yeah. So it's like a lot of the people might have been basically
against
if I don't do this, they're going to kill me. You know, I'm surprised that guy was able to quit the crew and become a priest, you know, especially since if he was a priest, he was going to baptize people and that was going to limit
they have the laws against doing things against other Catholics, so you know, so that that might be what saved him, you know, where they really couldn't do anything to him.
Yeah. Like, damn it, he's a priest, we can't kill him.
Yeah.
So he ends up after this trip, once he's got everything going, the gold mines, all this fucking shit, he's killing everybody, slavery is widespread, etc. That's when he finally sails back and he sails to Spain again. And then he goes back for his third trip, right? He brings back enough stuff that they, you know, forward him to go to a third trip. And when he gets back to Hispaniola, that's where he finds that things are even worse. Like, his brothers have been doing shit more fucked up than even he was doing.
How do you get more absence? Fucked up?
I have no idea.
Like, feeding dogs babies and raping, cutting off ears and hand necklaces.
Right.
Nobody's allowed genitals anymore.
Those were the first handmade necklaces for the record, too.
Oh, God. Yeah. And in spite of the fact that they're dying in the gold mines, et cetera, they're not producing gold because there isn't really fucking gold there. I mean, whatever gold was probably literally on the surface, and they didn't have extraction techniques sophisticated enough to get down to where actual gold would have, you know, been forming. So all this shit ends up, they end up sending an inspector, Governor Francisco de Bobadilla. And when he gets there and looks around, because he's the first person really there from Spain that isn't just getting word back from Columbus himself.
He's like, what?
And he's like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And he immediately arrests all three of the Columbus brothers, strips them of their titles and so on, and ships them back to Spain in shackles as fucking criminals because they have completely fucked everything up. And I hope in my heart of hearts that he's locking them up because of the genocide and because of the slaughter and because of
because he wasn't involved.
My suspicion is, however, that he locked him up because he lied about gold and spices.
Probably.
Like, my suspicion is, I don't give a fuck about the natives. Where's all this gold you were promising us? And it was like,
nothing
here. You know, there's nothing here. These motherfuckers.
He was really looking forward to paprika and a necklace.
He really wanted paprika.
Yeah.
Which didn't exist in Europe yet.
No?
No.
No.
because it was from Red Peppers, and the Red Peppers came from here.
Dave always has some weird tidbit.
Well, I read that on part.
They did have hair of street midget. Probably
they did have. They did have hair.
Guaranteed that was there.
They had that all over the place.
There were some like badass battling midgets back in the day. You know.
You ever watch Game of Thrones? I haven't.
I have. That's awesome. Yeah. So they end up taking him back, all of the money, like even though he wasn't providing the gold and all that shit that he claimed, he still brought tons of stuff back that was worth money. He still got 10% of all of it. So he was still rich as fuck, but they took all of it, all of his money, all of his titles. He was no longer the governor of the Indies. They took all of his shit, locked him up, but then somehow he ended up talking his way out of it and they didn't end up convicting him. They just stripped him of all his shit and told him to kick rocks.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
He lived 20 years of life in like 4 years, man. It's cool. Like
he did.
Partied hard.
It was worth it.
It was like equivalent of disco and fucking cocaine and
right.
Cutting off ears and hand necklaces.
But even in spite of that, in spite of lying to the king and queen, in spite of the genocide, in spite of everything else, he somehow, the fucking silver tongued bastard, convinces them to give him a ship to go back a fourth time. Like even after all of his shit.
This shows you how stupid everybody is.
Well, the guy that arrested him chilling, like waiting, like he showed back up, was like, look who I am. I'm the fucking captain of the ship again, bitch. Yeah. Like,
no, well, you know what the reason they cut their hands off was because they didn't have spoons there, so you would just use their hands as spoons.
Oh, that
like they
makes
would hand
sense.
Feed you.
That makes no. sense.
Yeah, like they're always like this in rigor mortis, that like in the sense. Cup in the Ugh. Cup form.
Yeah.
And you could wipe your ass with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so the leaves, that's better.
So he goes back on his fourth trip and very promptly wrecks his ship off the shore of Cuba. Which I didn't know anything about this whole little passage. So he ends up swimming to shore in Cuba, and the natives, when they see these fucking desperate drowning Spaniards show up, just say, go fuck yourself.
You gotta fuck them up.
We're not giving you, they don't fuck them up. I thought they would have killed them or something, but they were just like, we're not doing anything. We're not giving you any food. We're not giving you any water. You're on our island. Don't come near us. Fuck off. And they didn't help in any way, but they also didn't kill them, which was,
the Cubans
which
had boats and shit at that time. I wonder what they thought. Like when you see this fucking ship roll up, it's probably equivalent to like an alien encounter.
They obviously had boats, and I know this because one of the things I read
was they were aliens.
One of the things I read was that the Tano people, I had read like several terms that they gave our language, which are tobacco, barbecue, hurricane, and canoe. Mm-hmm. So obviously they had boats.
Think about it, though. The equivalent now would be like if fucking a big giant ship came down from the sky and fucking some weird looking being that sort of looked like a human got off, but they're a different color and they're on the back of some weird animal and just started running around fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that?
Just be like,
the doors to the fucking spaceship open and some fucking Larlac, that's what I'm calling it, a Larlac comes out with a fucking guy in the back and they just start chopping off ears and shit.
Right.
That is fucking scary as fuck.
Yeah. They just fucking showed up. You're just like, huh, look at these guys. They're probably nice like everybody else is nice.
Yeah.
Like, wrong. So he wrecks his ship. And then, and this was, I found this interesting. So in order to basically stay alive, he ends up consulting an almanac that he had that says that an eclipse is coming. And he tells the locals while he's shipwrecked that if they don't help him get off of the island and give him food and water, that he's going to punish them by taking away the moon.
That's smart as fuck.
And then on February 29th, 1504, a lunar eclipse happened and they were like, oh, fuck, this motherfucker took away the moon.
Yeah.
So they gave him some canoes and water and he was able to get to a place where the rescue party was looking and he got back to Hispaniola and then they were taken back to Spain on their own ship.
How did he know where the rescue party is at? Like, that's so gangster that you found, like, you can't see, you can't call. Like, I'm lost without a cell phone. I don't understand how shit worked back then. You know what I mean?
Like, you had to. I mean,
I know where the other boat was. How does he know where the rescue party is at?
I mean, there was probably a system in place. Like, if a ship goes down, our search pattern is gonna be this.
Yeah.
And he was.
Those are the things that got lost in translation. Like, those are the things that you'll never know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there probably was some sort of seaman code.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of course, I don't even think Brad gets his own joke right now.
No. So he dies on May 20th, 1506, and all the way to his deathbed, he thinks he's discovered Asia. He thinks every place
really?
That he's
in. Fucking idiot. I thought it was some deceit.
No. I don't think anybody knew. I think they were like, fuck, look at this place.
They didn't know. Nobody else had made it across.
Nobody had made it farther across.
He thought he just didn't go deep enough in the land, right, like, that he'd found it.
Right.
I didn't know that. I thought that he was just being deceitful about everything.
And then I read that he was, they think he died of something called Reiter's syndrome, which is massively advanced multiple side effects of multiple STDs.
Jesus.
Because he was busy raping. Like, he got his rape on. Like, he was, and that was one of the things is there's two camps of thought.
So he was the first white raper then.
Right. You thinking white rapper?
Oh.
Yeah, different thing. There's two different thoughts on it, but one group thinks that that's syphilis.
Real case of mistaken idea. You one fucking letter wrong for a fucking white raper versus the white rapper.
But a lot of people think syphilis hit Europe because of this.
Right.
Some people think it was there before, but some people think this is where syphilis made its way to Europe. And the one good thing that came of it, even though this would have happened regardless of who sailed there, regardless of who made these discoveries, but since it was Columbus, they refer to this as the Columbus Exchange. Mm-hmm. And the Columbus Exchange is the fact that this expedition set in motion this massive trade of people and livestock and fruits and vegetables and animals and all kinds of shit. This is why the Alfredo days ended, because tomatoes finally made their way back to Italy, where it was the perfect climate to grow. Horses were now in America, where they, like, that type of horse was not there.
Yeah.
And it changed Native Americans that were on the, you know, not on the islands, but on the continent itself, from being, like, you know, traveling agrarian people to being more forceful hunters that could ride horseback really well, all this stuff. So all these massive changes start to happen to Native American populations, but equally to Europe.
It's weird that they didn't have corn. Like, that's just such a staple of food, like, globally. Like,
yeah,
that blows my mind.
Well, it probably grew naturally, and so they were able to get seeds for it.
I'm just
in
trying
America.
To picture, like, the evolution of Pangea, of this giant continent breaking up.
Yeah, there was
and tomatoes staying there and horses being over there.
This climate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just evolved over the years. So they brought corn back to Europe. They brought tomatoes back to Europe. They brought potatoes to the Americas for the first time, because those didn't exist over here. I even specifically read about paprika, because it was a red pepper and those peppers only grew over here. They brought
wheat. I
didn't
like paprika. I made fried chicken last night and I left out the paprika in the batter.
Is it regular paprika or smoked paprika?
I don't know. I've never had smoked paprika. I just don't like paprika.
One time I just smoked paprika. That didn't work. You just cough a lot.
Yeah.
It tastes like barbecue chips and you cough. You know what I heard, and I haven't done it yet, and I really want to do it because I never make fried chicken. But my buddy Dane Forrest, he made Captain Crunch chicken. Where you just take you buy a box of Captain Crunch and you smash that shit up, and then you batter the chicken and use that for the covering.
Sounds lazy.
Fuck that. Captain Crunch on chicken? That's probably good, man. Chicken tenders?
That sounds horrible.
Fucking Captain Crunch chicken.
It might be all right, though, because it's sweet and it's corn. It's corn and it's sweet.
Do you not like Captain Crunch?
I love Captain Crunch.
Yeah, not on my chicken.
Well, it sounds horrible to you because it's
Check it out.
No. Even like taking the vegan brain out, that sounds horrible.
You want Captain Crunch battered tofu.
Exactly. That would be horrible. That sounds
awful.
How
is that horrible? You guys think that sounds horrible?
Cut up a chicken breast, you know, make it up, you know, cook it, and then put it in your bowl of Captain Crunch. See how that tastes.
Well, that's fucking gross. That's
okay. Like cold. That's gross. No,
that's cold milk.
That gross?
You gotta fucking put a chicken
warm it up.
In a cold ass milk bowl.
Warm it up.
That's not what I said. I'm doing it tonight. Next week we will
chicken
have an update.
Next week you'll have an update.
Captain Crunchateco. I'm gonna fucking make some shit, man. It's gonna be spicy.
It might be all right.
Yeah, boneless, skinless Captain Crunch habanero chicken fingers.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
That really does sound bad.
No, that sounds really awful.
Yeah, we're the crazy ones.
Yeah, we're the crazy ones. Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
That sounds crazy.
I don't know.
But you couldn't have done that without the Columbus Exchange.
Yeah.
So, but no, tons of animals are brought over here.
It's not Captain Crunch, anyways. It's Cap'n Crunch.
That's true. It is Cap'n Crunch.
Does it say Cap'n Crunch?
Yes, it does.
That's what it does now.
Bears blowing my fucking eyes.
It says Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah. I was just talking about this with Steve. Yeah.
Cap'n Crunch.
It says Cap'n Crunch. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. That's embarrassing. No. Shit.
He's looking it up.
Cap'n Crunch.
Here's some information about
CAPN Crunch.
CAPN Crunch.
CAPN Crunch.
That's just a marketing change or something weird. Vintage.
Nope.
I'm like a vintage Captain Crunch box or something. You guys keep
he's obsessed.
Chris Columbus about over there.
Captain Crunch.
He's fucking mad about
dude,
it.
Dude, old ass 60s box say Cap'n Crunch. What the fuck?
Bridge just got you fucking just,
I wish you guys could have seen his face.
Oh, he fucking his eyes get about fucking
dude, old ass boxes. Like I'm talking fucking like
his eyes.
You
move.
Can tell that's old
oh,
as
that's
fuck.
Oh, that's old as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Cap'n Crunch now. Welcome. Welcome to the new dimension.
That is some
the new
fucking dimension. Mandela another dimension, effect. Another fucking dimension. Weirdness,
another dimension.
Dude.
Another dimension. Another dimension.
What just happened?
So yeah, but anyway, so the one positive thing is this Columbus exchange, which again, people are like, well, that's the one positive. But I'm like, well, if some motherfucker found the island 50 years later and wasn't a fucking sadistic, narcissistic rapist, the same thing would have happened and maybe everyone wouldn't have died.
Hey, let's do a fair trade and not fuck these people over and cut their hands off and hang them around their neck and rape their women.
Like rubber didn't exist in Europe. Like rubber was one of the big things they started growing on plantations because there's like, what the fuck is this? There was no chocolate. There was no cane sugar,
yeah,
like things that we like, you know, you think of Europe and like all these, like, you know, Belgium and all these countries as being famous for their chocolate, French chocolate, Swiss chocolate. Like they
this,
had
yeah.
no fucking chocolate. It yeah. did not exist. Damn. So all this crazy Damn. Shit between the New World
pre-Belgian
and the
world, chocolate times.
That's right. Pre-Belgian chocolate times, which is the same thing as Alfredo times.
Yeah.
I suspect.
Damn.
But yeah, but then also they brought over yellow fever, sickle cell anemia, the black plague.
With the good comes like the bad.
With the good comes the bad, all
syphilis,
this shit,
gonorrhea,
and most people think that the amount of people that died from the diseases was the main factor that allowed the Europeans to conquer the continent easily. Not because they had better weapons, not because they were better tacticians. They were obviously radically outnumbered, but everybody was dying in droves from diseases.
Yeah, try to fight a battle with the flu while you're shitting your brains out. Like
so, in the long run, over the course of 50 years,
I kill you.
Yeah, the population center is all just fucking dying because no, you know, because those things just fucking kill people. I mean, even if you look at like fucking Old West times, it's like if fucking yellow fever hit a town, you're losing like 30% of the population.
And everybody's, you know, throwing up and yeah. shitting.
And everybody else that, you know, everybody else like catches it and survives and has an immunity. So it's like that shit's already happened all through Europe. And all of a sudden you drop it on these communities, everybody's getting it. And everybody, and then it's like, oh, well, we got through that yellow fever. We're cool now. Nope. Here comes something else.
Yeah.
Here comes the fucking bubonic plague. How about that one? Like, I mean, they just get fucked.
Try that on for size.
Yeah.
So honest answer though, you guys do remember being Captain Crunch, right?
I do.
That's how you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearly a naval captain. It says it was the mascot is a naval captain.
Mm-hmm. Now it's Cap'n Crunch.
That doesn't seem like marketing of the time. They wouldn't call it Cap'n. Is Cap'n a slang term?
Cap, like captain. Cap'n Crunch.
That is fucking weird. Cap. Had I saved a box from the 60s would and locked it in a box, it would have changed. Nothing would have changed.
It changes. We already talked about that because the Bernstein Bears.
Did we discover that right now, though? Like, does someone else have that thing?
No, I was talking to... No, Steve was just telling me about Cap'n Crunch, which is funny.
Is it listed in the Mandela Effect thing, though?
I think... I don't know.
It's already found?
I don't know.
There's a subreddit called Glitch in the Matrix.
Right.
So if you look up the subreddit Glitch in the Matrix... it talks about a lot of things like that. You should post the Cap'n Crunch thing on Glitch in the Matrix.
I fucking like a lot of those things. I'm like, okay, Sex in the City. All, you know, there's a bunch of those bands.
Yeah,
guys.
Reddit, Mandela.
That one's
effect,
blowing
Cap'n
my fucking
Crunch.
Mind, though. It just looks so off. Cap'n Crunch, that fucking weird ass C A P N does not look right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So the final take on Columbus, right? We celebrate Columbus Day, and anymore, I think a lot of places don't. I don't think
I've actually been to the Columbus Monument in Barcelona, Spain. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people get really pissed when Columbus Day comes around and they call it Indigenous Peoples Day,
right?
Instead, because
Discoverers
to celebrate
Day,
the people who have
like,
fucking been killed instead of, but the whole
say
thing
this
is,
should
I was
be
like,
a fucking day like that, and they took it away now. Like we don't
do it anymore.
Columbus.
But even when I looked it up, because I was like, what the fuck? Why is this a United States holiday? He never even set foot in the United States.
Right.
He never set foot on any territory that is the United States.
Tell you why, but, man. 3-day weekend selling barbecue shit. That's
pretty much. There's the group.
group. Marketing. When did Columbus Day get instated?
I can tell you, 1930.
Okay.
There was there's a group. It was kind of like the Masons. It's like a fraternal brotherhood called the Knights of Columbus.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's an Italian group, a fraternal order. And they wanted to have the nation celebrate a Catholic hero as a role model. Good and they God. Petitioned to President Roosevelt and got Congress to sign Columbus Day into law as a federal holiday. And they lobbied very hard to make sure that all the accounts that were being taught about Columbus were these positive, like, look how great Columbus was, which I mean, those, I don't know how changed they are now. I don't know if a modern day high school or junior high history textbook says any of this negative shit, but when I grew up, none of that was there. When I was in college,
it was the pilgrims sat down and ate corn with the Indians. Right. And,
hey, maybe
and
it's a Mandela effect. Maybe he was a great guy. Turkey. And he found America.
They didn't have turkey. They didn't have turkey, but they had like pheasant and fowl, you know, different birds, but yeah, it was none of this. No raping and pillaging. No hand necklaces. Handmade necklaces.
No 9-year-old sex slaves and fucking people getting cut in half with one swipe of a sword.
No, because more on that, you learn about like John Smith and Pocahontas, which they don't tell you any of the bad shit about that either. That she was pretty much a slave.
Right. So. And even his, the piece of shit legacy continues because his son, Diego Columbus, who immediately went there, was basically the first African slave trader ever. Yep. So his son was a bigger piece of shit than he was, which I don't know how you do. So the fucking Columbus family, like he sails back from Spain and his brothers have fucked shit up more than even he did.
Yeah.
Which is like, what were they motherfucking
doing? Like he was a piece of shit and then they made it worse.
And then there's the son is like, well, if the queen doesn't like us using these people as slaves, I know some darkies she won't mind.
Darkies.
Like,
so they were already dark. They were already dark though. Yeah. They're Haitians and fucking, you know, they were already. Already black people. Yeah. They were just Caribbean.
I don't think they were quite as black though, because that's where the slave trade really set up. That was like the window. Yeah. I think they probably looked much more brown. Native American. Yeah. But yeah, so his son was like the one who really kicked off the African slave trade. Oh. So it was just, great family. Well, we should celebrate them.
I think so.
All the time. Yeah.
I mean, this is a year-round event now. Yeah. I mean, barbecues every weekend.
Yeah.
On Jawadis, we'll burn voodoo dolls of Christopher Columbus.
So there you go. You almost need to dress up as Christopher Columbus on Halloween. Like, just fucking this. He's a fucking horror. Mass murderer.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, he was just. He lied.
Is that your daughter? No, that's my 10-year-old girlfriend, you stupid piece of shit.
Can't you see her hand necklace? Yeah.
Put your candy in my hand.
He spent a decade lying to the king and queen about how much money he was going to bring them. He fucking raped and pillaged. He spread disease. He was wrong about where he thought he was. Just failure, 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 genocide, genocide, failure, rape, failure, genocide.
Slavery.
Yay. Let's celebrate this guy. Yeah. Piece Perfect. Of shit. Yeah.
We're going to find out next.
He makes Hitler look like a fucking not a bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, I mean, really, though, he killed more people. Like, they killed more people than Hitler.
I don't know.
Did they?
I'm not advocating Hitler's fucking...
I don't remember how many people
I'm just saying, like...
I don't have that random knowledge yet.
Ask Brent in a couple of weeks when he's done reading Mein Kampf.
Yeah, million
before
Jews.
Page 60, I'll totally tell you what's up.
Yeah.
I'm like, in the beginning there was, and I don't know the rest.
Yeah. Du schnuch luf nuf Volkswagen.
I didn't know you spoke German.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. A little bit. That's it, though.
Yeah,
conversational. You can order.
I've been watching animes with German people in them.
Mm.
Brent couldn't figure out that one.
I was confused. I was like, wait a minute, this is subtitled. He's like, it's subbed over in English, but it's a Japanese cartoon. Why do they look like just white people? And he's like, well, they're German. So and I was like, that's weird.
But was there a lot of anime scheisse going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
What's that?
No, don't worry about it.
I won't.
Look it up.
All right.
Just Google scheisse videos. You're going to be very happy about it.
I don't know.
Looking that up.
Things can get creepy. Things
sure
get real creepy.
Sex shit or something.
Dripping wet anime pussy.
You're fine, dude. Oof. Just German scheisse videos. You'll be good.
It's anime where they shit in each other's mouths.
Yeah.
Is this the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I don't know.
So who is this? J. Van Werk, while we were talking, this is how much Yucateco posts we get. Like during the time we were talking, we got two more Yucateco posts. J. Van Werk said they need a refill and they posted up all their El Yucateco and a sticker. And then as soon as I closed that, Chris Farrell on Instagram sent me a direct message of a burrito and a bottle of Triple X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fucking nice. People love it, man.
They do love it.
Quit tagging saying you saw me, though, man. You didn't see me. You saw a bottle of hot sauce, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, they do. They do that a lot.
Well, you look like hot sauce.
I always get tagged in the Yucateco posts.
Yeah. Yeah. I did too.
Yeah, man, I might be hot. I might have some pocket sauce, man, but I'm not hot sauce, man. It's different. No, I went Bill Clinton, just slightly Bill Clinton.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's like your go-to now.
It is.
I go right to it.
Well, I always go to the kind of oaky accent for some reason.
But but the oaky accent is becoming more and more Bill Clinton.
I let it come through like that, man. I let it get a little bit of little
pretty good.
Coming out. I like to thank...
That's McConaughey.
Hey, you take a hot sauce. I'm going to take my shirt off while I thank you, too, man. I want to play some saxophone.
You don't wear any deodorant.
Check out the...
He's the son of Bill. If Bill Clinton and Matthew McConaughey had a kid together, that's the
nice. Matthew McConaughey Clinton.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was my other one?
Or Bill McConaughey.
Oh, I'd like to thank printercheap.com. It's my mind's fried.
That's your Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And then who else we got? Digital Creations, man. Let's go back and forth, man. Thank Digital Creations for all your stuff you make for us, man. I'd like to thank Salt 7 for sensory deprivation flying. Fried my mind and I got really relaxed when I was in there.
That's like Richard Nixon had sex with Nicolas Cage. It's Richard Nicolas Cage.
It was a cagegasm, is what we call it, a cagegasm. And I'd like to thank armhunter.com and Daniel Camarillo for your fine establishment where I get to choke people on a daily basis when I'm not draining red wine out of my ears on the couch. That's your fault for the red wine in the ear, but log on to armhunter.com for accessories and apparel and instructional DVDs. That faded away to something else. I don't know what that one was.
That's pretty good. It was relaxing. I almost fell asleep.
It was my golf voice is why. It happens to Brad if you do the golf voice until you yell jackass through the window and get shot.
Yeah.
That's that. That's all I got.
That's it?
I think so. No. Oh, Dark Side Graphics, man. I didn't forget about you, buddy, and your penis pillowcase, man. I know where you're at. Check out Dark Side Graphics on Facebook and make you a t-shirt, man. All right. That's all I got.
All right.
Awkward
Did you forget anybody?
I don't think so, did I? Yeah. I think I got it that time.
Well, don't be a retardist.
Heavy on the wrist, stacked like sardines, belly of a ship. Living your own piss and shit and being seasick. Cracked across the back with a thick leather whip. Salt water burned through your wounds. Women are starving with babies in their wombs. On your hands and knees trying to cry, God please. Exhausted, your voice is too weak to speak. Neighbors and strangers are dying beside you. The decaying bodies you're tied to. Cling tight to your fight for survival. Wonder if your tribe will ever try to find you. Arrive somewhere strange, the air is cold. You can see your breath and you're barely clothed. Your first time ever seeing snow. Sleeping next to it on a hard dirt floor. Oh, from can't see in the morning to can't see at night. You work till your hands bleed white. Your native language you can't recite. Murdered on sight if you try to read or write. When you bend all your life and can't see the light, it gets painful to stand upright. Right? And your eyes bitter sight of your wife being pulled out your shack and brutalized at night. You only taste joy when babies are born, which became an occasion to mourn. Separated torn from your celebrating arms. Then as quickly as they came, they were gone. Sold away from your farm, this is all they've known. Never heard stories from home, they forget your name. The culture from which you came, teaching it'll get you slain. Praying to your God will get you the same. Culture to near death, lest you can. No choice left, you sing through the pain and pray that your suffering wasn't in vain. End of your chain, end of your life. Your grandchildren born with no end in sight. So you muster up all of your might and your last breath comes out. This is actually true. Now stop and imagine that's you. Now stop imagining, unravel the truth and ask just who is it happening to. Everything that the passenger do, the driver experience too. So if humanity is one, then we all get burned when it's hell that we're traveling through.
You got to save my soul. Put me back together, make me whole. Said we don't know which way to go. Take my hand and place me on that road.
in a history we don't understand. Can't remember how this blood got on our hands. Never been taught about the ugly past. Expecting God not to punish man. Our ancestors bought us control. We realize now that the cost was our soul. Got me feeling like an empty shell. Prison guard that inherited a cell. I'm desperate to find my place. Emptiness lies behind my face. Flowers only die in a vase. A heart only dies encased in a lie we call race. I hear the song but I can't sing along. Something's really wrong I can't put my finger on. Terrified to admit it's wrong. Cause I'm hiding in the ruins of a legacy that still lives on. Our identity is hinged upon a miserable myth we've been taught since we're born. Until we mend what was torn. The debt of sin lingers long after the victim's moans. This is actually true. Now stop and imagine that's you. Now stop imagining. Unravel the truth and ask just who is it happening to. Everything that the passenger do, the driver experience too. So if humanity is one, then we all get burned when it's hell that we're traveling through.
You got to save my soul. Put me back together, make me whole. Said we don't know which way to go. Take my hand and place me on that road. You got to save my soul. Put me back together, make me whole. Said we don't know which way to go. Take my hand and place me on that road.